Living Lord, as we come to reflect on your word now, may it be an encouragement and a strength to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Do have a seat. Ending a war is not always straightforward. It's not always clear-cut. This past week, we've been celebrating the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War and giving thanks not just for those who served and fought in the military and the countless who sacrificed their lives, but also remembering those families left behind to cope with bombing, evacuation, and rationing. The women who stepped up to keep industries and agriculture going. The home guards and emergency services who endeavoured to keep our towns and cities safe and rescue those who fell victim to the bombing. There's so much to remember and give thanks for in terms of how the overcoming of evil regimes, we can be thankful for that, and of how communities came together to support one another, and how resilient and resourceful people were. But exactly when to commemorate all of that is not always clear-cut. Victory in Europe was declared on the 8th of May in much of Europe, but the 9th of May in the Soviet Union. And whilst Germany had surrendered at that point, Japan did not, and the war in Asia and the Pacific continued until August the 15th. And then there were the months it took to repatriate those taken prisoner, to release those interred in the concentration camps. It took years to rebuild towns and cities devastated by the war. And of course, there were so many who continued to live with the mental and physical scars of the war for the rest of their lives. Sometimes the end of a war and its effects is not clear-cut. Christians have just recently celebrated our own version, I suppose, of VE Day, Easter. We've remembered the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for the whole of humankind, past, present, and future. A sacrifice that paid the price for our sin, that sin of not loving God with every fibre of our being and not loving others as we should. Things that we are all guilty of from time to time, both as individuals and as nations. But the cross sealed Jesus' victory over sin, and his rising from the dead confirmed it as we celebrate at Easter. Sin and death were ultimately defeated. Evil was defeated. And yet, whilst the war against evil had been won and sin and death are defeated, we know, don't we, that battles still rage, that evil still tries to raise its head, and people still get caught up in the crossfire of sin and death. Bad things happen. People live with pain and hurt. They get sick, and life can be difficult. When it comes to thinking about the coming of God's kingdom, that time when God's rule will be made perfect and people will love God with every fibre of their being and love their neighbour as much as they love themselves and realise that their neighbours are everyone. When God's love and justice and mercy and healing will prevail, when it comes to thinking about that kingdom of God, Christians have a saying that it is both now and not yet. Jesus came and told people God's kingdom was near. He kick-started its inauguration with his life and ministry. But we only have to look around us, don't we, to know that there is still a long way to go. God's kingdom is here now, and it's growing, but it's not here fully yet. We live in the now and not yet. Just like on VE Day, Peace for many was now, but also not yet. Living in the tension of the now and not yet can be difficult. Jesus knew it would be hard for his followers, so he reassures them in those words from John's Gospel. Don't let your hearts be troubled. And he makes them a promise that he will come back for them and they will be with him. They can 100% count on him because he will make the way possible for that to happen by his death and resurrection. That is the truth, and it is the way that will lead to new life. When we look around our world and still see so much conflict and destruction, it can be easy to wonder, has evil really been defeated? When we look at our own lives and troubles, we might well doubt if sin and death have truly been overcome. But Jesus' resurrection is an emphatic and unequivocal yes. Despite ongoing battles, the victory is absolutely won. But living in the now and not yet is hard. So what can we do while we wait for what is not yet? Well, one of the things we can do is to continue to pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, Lord, bring on that time when your kingdom here on earth will be as full and complete as it is in heaven. And help each of us in every kind of way to be those who are helping to build that kingdom bit by bit. Morning, Joe. And then we can also remember, as the psalmist did, that God is there for us. He's an ever-present help in times of trouble. He's always there for us. He can be our refuge. He can be our strength. But so often, we try to deal with things on our own, in our own strength, and completely forget that we can come to him. And that's why the psalm has that important command, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Just pause for a moment and remember that I'm here. Remember that I can help. Remember that I can make wars cease, including the ones that rage inside you and create that inner turmoil and anxiety. Remember what Jesus said on the cross. It's finished. It is accomplished. Remember that I have won the victory. So do not fear. Do not let your hearts be troubled. As we give thanks this week for those who fought evil and tyranny 80 years ago and celebrate that victory, we might be tempted to look at the world and despair that so many conflicts continue to rage. So let's remember that we're still in the now and not yet. But one day we will celebrate God's kingdom coming in all its glorious fullness. Evil will not triumph. It is already defeated. And so we can have hope. And in his strength, keep looking for ways that we can bring his kingdom closer. As love and community, love and mercy and justice to our communities and our world. Amen.